Alright, this fight we have the Crazy Turks, which is an Esme and a Psychopath, against the La 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 team, which is Gila 24 and Yildiz. This is the semifinal, fight 14. I'm gonna go ahead and look at a Yildiz. No, I'm gonna look at an Esme here. Let's see how this fight goes for him. We had to warn an Esme there because this is a PK fight. You're not going to jump like a rabbit nonstop. Alright, so right now we just got some people running around like crazy. Watching an Esme, he's going to burn through all of his energy. He is running like mad right now. The thing about an Esme is he has a really strong history of only jumping nonstop when it involves grenades. People who have not learned to PK yet usually do that because they figure it's better to stay alive than to kill somebody. Oh, someone just got tagged. Let's look at Gila's energy. She's known for burning. She's still at 1,000 health. He's still at 1,000 health. 700 energy. Everyone's hovering about the same. Whoa, these grenades are flying like crazy. Thing about these semifinals is we have teams who have actually proven that they can fight somewhat. At least one player on the team. So it makes for some better fighting. As much as Yildiz can be a goddamn headache sometimes, he is fairly good at PK. I know this is more challenging for him because he does not have the 300,000 energy he's used to, same for almost every one of his fights except for Coco. And Jimmy. Well, we'll see how it turns out. Yildiz is going to make a grab for the grenades, I think. Nope, he's just standing in the middle of the map. He had to retreat. And people are smart, they'll watch that spot. It's a hot spot for people going. He'll definitely take this one. He's running around fairly decent. Down to 300 energy, though. That is not good for him. Who's the rabbit? Okay, they stopped. That's good. Let's take a look at Psychopath. He did not throw that shit. He's doing better with energy. Psychopath is a relatively unknown PK fighter to me. I haven't seen him fight much, so I'm not going to raise him that high. He's got fairly quick draws on his grenades, but nothing special. You can get that out in 7 tenths of a second or 4 tenths of a second. It makes a big difference in PK. He's doing good. Jumping with strategy, not just jumping to jump. Energy's going down pretty good. Taking it over to the middle of the map. Seems like he's trying to line someone up right now. And then when he might have them lined up, he jumps, because I think he's afraid they're going to line him up, too. You can't do that, PK. You got to assume that you're going to line them up before they line you up. Someone's direction's fucked up. Trying to fix it with a compass. That is my puppy you hear in the background. She's starting to wake up again. She's a very whiny bitch. Oh boy, we have only had one person hit with a grenade so far that I've seen. These two teams seem to be fairly matched. Gila and Psychopath are the weak spots, and this mate and Yildiz are more evenly matched with one another. Still waiting for a couple people to get tagged with grenades. They seem to be more wanting to conserve their grenades than anything. Conserving. Oh, someone just ate it. Gilda just ate it. Oh, that is gonna suck for Gilda. Let's go ahead and watch her. We got a 2-on-1 now, and Gilda is very outmatched with this. That grenade went right through Yilda's shield. He didn't stand a chance against it. I'm thinking Esme got the hit on that. I was watching Psychopath when it happened. They must have been squaring off against one another. Nope, now they're going to start throwing a little bit heavier. Not worry about conserving. They know they have the advantage with 2-on-1. Gilla's just going to have to run for her life. Gilla's going to get rid of an Esme. She's standing a chance against Psychopath, but I don't think she stands a chance against an Esme. That wasn't your shield that got taken off, Gilla. It's hard to tell that when you're in the middle of the fight. It's a lot easier for me just watching it from up here. Gil is just running this map border around the edges, trying to stay away from him. All that's going to do is prolong it. It's not going to win you the fight, Gil. No, she's still throwing grenades, but she's not giving up. Good for her. Can't feel good to be down your stronger teammate. I know you have to fight alone. Yeah, pretty slow on the draw there, Gilly. You should have that out ahead of time. There you go, that's a quicker draw. Nesmith's trying to get a hit. Oh, and there goes Gilla's shield. I had to mute to tell the dog to be quiet. And of course something exciting happens then. She's getting out of shotgun instead of her shield. She's a sitting duck right now. Oh, she got it on. That is lucky right there. Definitely tell you that. It is lucky. If they were pushing her, she would have been screwed. Oh, someone's gone to a shotgun. They must have blown through all their grenades. Gil is running a grenade check to see how many she has. You don't know, nope, she's taking out her pop. Oh, her shield's gone with her strength of pop. She better hightail. Her energy is garbage. Yep, she's on the run. And they're pushing. They are pushing. She's got the shield on. Not guaranteed protection, but it is pretty damn good protection. Shotgun shot misses, as it seems everyone does. Gil is still trying to take him with grenades. And it's hard to do when you don't stop moving, ever. She needs to use those walls to an advantage. Let them line her up, and then she knows they're lined up too, and she can throw and move. As long as she gets there first, she knows when they get there. Oh, someone just lost the shield. Oh, her energy's done. She's toast. She's gonna be dead anytime now. Just a matter of how fast. Once you run out of energy in one of these fights, you're screwed. Especially against two people. There's just nothing you can do. That's why you gotta conserve the energy. You don't wanna run. You wanna go on the offensive, not the defensive. Running non-stop, and because of that, her energy's just done. She's still throwing, though. Near the center of the map. No one's picking up the grenades in the middle, which is surprising. She seems to think her direction is broken. She's going for a compass? No, go for a couple pops. She's doing the wrong thing. I don't know what her plan is right now. Besides running and prolonging it, but hoping maybe they kill one another on accident? I just don't know. Nope, bumping up against a wall, grenades. Oh. You're both bumping against the goal wall. You got someone straight in front, unless your facing's broken. Gilla's still throwing. She hasn't given up yet. This is just a game of cat and mouse. Poor mouse and two cats. Mouse does have grenades, though. Just not hitting anything. If you can get them in a line up against a wall, maybe they'll kill one another. No, they are just a-hunting her. She's gonna run out of pop eventually, though. Starting inventory only gave you 5 cups of pop. 50 grenades, 20 shields, 100 shotgun shells, and a shotgun. No, this is a turned into a repeat of Fight 8. Or Iceberg and Light Warrior just ran around in circles for almost an entire hour before Iceberg finally finished him off with a grenade. Oh, there goes a shield. It might be over. Oh no, that was Gilla that your either one of the Turks hit one of his teammates, or I don't know if Gilla did that or not. I think she's just running, not really caring about anything. She's trying to move slower now, so she doesn't fall down. Nope, she's still fighting. She's moving slow because she's trying to line them up. Good for her. Nope, that's not good though. Oh, she's down. She's down again. Oh, these guys aren't pushing. This is sad. They lose a shield and they just run. Tuck tail and run. They both do. It wasn't your shield, Gilla. They keep hitting their teammates. Oh, there goes another shield. I think she took that one. If she only had the energy to push them. At least take one of them down with you, Gilla. Oh, she's down. Oh, she fell, throw, and miss. That's embarrassing when that happens. She's moving so slow right now. Can't seem to crest that 200 energy mark. 2 steps at a time. Slow, slow, slow. Oh, now she's waiting. Oh, she tried to plan out a throw, but missed. You gotta predict what way the person you're facing is gonna move and be there before they get there. It's really the best way to do that. If you do that all well, you're in the air, so you just land in front of them. That's good, but she can't be jumping or running like that with her energy. Oh, she's below 100 now. This is ungood for her. She's down. Grenade. Throw. Nope. Nothing. Oh, he's chucking them like crazy. The thing is, they can keep refilling from the center of the map, and she cannot waste any time running through there and stopping to pick them up. She's up over 100 now. That's good. Down and up. Still waiting. It has to end soon. She can't have many grenades left. If she runs out, she's really gonna be screwed. They keep having a chance at her when she falls, but they just can't close the deal. She gets lucky and goes for a shield like they did with Yildiz. She can make this at least a fair fight. I think Psychopath and her would be fairly evenly matched. That energy is just dead. They both threw, both thought they had a line, and neither of them had anything. Oh, she's down. He's right there. Oh, he's falling too. We got two people without energy. This is gonna be good. Oh, she took a hit. No, someone else took a hit. Hit a teammate. Well done. Got them to line up in front of one another. This one I was talking in one of the previous fights where one player has to face north-south, the other has to face east-west. That's the only directions you face, and you really reduce the chances of hitting one another. But clearly they are not doing that, and they are just beating shit out of one another. You want to get them in a crossfire. Oh, she just went offline. Come on, Hamada, you need to log out. And he kicked Kamana because he was in the peel stain. He hasn't come back yet. She's putting up more of a fight than I thought she would. I'm really surprised she's still alive. Her internet clearly is not cooperating with her since she just got disconnected. Oh, they just hit another friendly fire. Oh, and Nesmeet killed his teammate. So now we got a Nesmeet against Gilla. One on one. I guess Nesmeet either did it on accident or just had enough of his shit getting in the way, so he killed him. Oh, Gilla's shield's gone. He's gonna draw quick. Oh, she got out of the way. She got lucky. She didn't fall. Get that shield on. Don't stop moving. There you go. That's how you do it. Boy, if Gilla takes out Nesmeet, that would be something. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not impartial, and I'm definitely pulling for Gilla to win this. I think Nesmeet's out of grenades. Let's go ahead and take a look at him. You know what his energy is? Yep, he's down on energy too. Damn, this
means down to 560 health.
One shotgun shot or one grenade, and he is toast. Oh, there goes the shield. Well done, Gilla. Push him. Push him, Gilla. You got a chance right now. Nope, he got it on. That took a long time for him to get that shield on. She definitely could have taken him out then. Nesmeet's down again. Gilla's lining him up. Throwing a miss. Nesmeet's sitting there too. Always doing the both hands, shotgun one, grenade in the other. Gonna try and break the shield and finish her off with the shotgun. Yeah, we spelled the name wrong, but we still get it. No one the fuck knows how to spell or say Gilla unless you're born in South America. Oh, through the shield, he took her out. And just like that. And Nesmeet is the only one left standing. No Eckler. So, just like that. Came down to 1v1. And Nesmeet finished off Gilla. And the Crazy Turks will advance to the finals to fight against the Ball Kickers. This is going to be a good fight.